The Boston Public Library has returned a number of historical artifacts to the government of Italy. The BPL says it purchased the items decades ago, but then learned they were stolen. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, after a repatriation ceremony yesterday, the artifacts are heading back home.
The objects were displayed yesterday in the Boston Public Library. Two colorfully illustrated religious manuscripts dating back to the late 14th and early 15th centuries, which were stolen from Venice sometime after 1940. And a collection of works by the Italian philosopher and naturalist Bernardino Telesio, published in 1590 and stolen from Sicily. Beth Prindle, who heads the BPL's special collections, says the library bought these items in good faith between 1950 and 1980 from respected rare book dealers. But Prindle says, as more and more museums are learning, that's no guarantee that the objects aren't stolen.
As it is for all museums, libraries, and historical institutions that collect materials that are hundreds, if not thousands of years old, establishing the provenance of the items we hold is an imperative and a challenge.
It was the BPL's own research that first raised questions about the provenance of the two manuscripts from Venice. The third item, the Telesio manuscript, was recognized online by the curator of the library in Sicily from where it was stolen. And so the slow process of investigation and then repatriation began.
This is no small feat.
This is William Weinreb, the acting U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, who says the trafficking of cultural property is a lucrative business.
There are people out there who value profit over history, and they're willing to steal the cultural heritage of other nations in order to make a buck by selling those items over here in the United States.
The investigation involved the BPL, as well as Italian and U.S. law enforcement officials, including Special Agent Matthew Itri of U.S. Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI.
So on behalf of HSI, we're honored to return this collection of priceless cultural artifacts to the government of Italy.
To seal the repatriation deal, Special Agent Itri signed documents with his Italian counterpart, General Fabrizio Parulli of the Carabinieri, the Italian National Police. As Parulli notes, this is just the latest in a long string of cases repatriating antiquities from American museums to their countries of origin. And he says that's a good thing.
Well, I think we are improving in a very good way. There are a lot of restitution this period. This means that the cooperation and among the different institutions are going very well.
Parulli says it also means he expects many more cases of repatriation like this one, which raises big questions for American museums and indeed for the Boston Public Library, which holds nearly 250,000 rare books and 1 million manuscripts. Again, Beth Prindle, head of the BPL's special collections.
We don't know of any other material in our collection that has a question of provenance. If we did, we would certainly handle it as seriously as we did with this. But as far as I'm aware, our collection belongs to Boston Public Library.
As Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said yesterday, hopefully everything we have is ours now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.